Did you know that your medical school application GPA will likely not be the same as your transcript GPA? There are lots of reasons for that, and it can be frustrating, but there is a free, easy way to calculate your medical school application GPA at mapped.com. That's MAPPD.com. Using Mapped app, which is now free to use for a GPA calculator, this is a new change. So if you've checked out Mapped before, if it's been a while, go check it out. We've come a long way with Mapped app. And now with our free tier, after your 30-day free trial, using the referral code 30 days free, that's all one word, all capital letters, 30, the number 30 days free. After that free trial of using all of the amazing features inside of Mapped, you can now continue to use Mapped for free. Again, that's mapped.com, MAPPD.com.
The Old Premeds Podcast, session number 263. You're a non-traditional student entering the medical field on your terms. You may have had some hiccups along the way, but now you're ready to change course and go back and serve others as a physician. This podcast is here to help answer your questions and help educate you on your non-traditional journey to becoming a physician. Welcome to the Old Premeds Podcast. My name is Dr. Ryan Gray, your host here every week, where I get to take questions directly from the non-traditional pre-med discussion forum over at premedforums.com. If you haven't yet signed up for an account over there, again, premedforums.com, it is free. Ask your question and hopefully it'll be answered here on the podcast. This question today is interesting and a very common question, especially for student athletes. Before we jump in, I want to remind you about Mapped.com. Mapped is the new technology platform that I co-founded, and we've only been out for a few months now as I'm recording this, and we have close to 1,500 students using Mapped every day to track their journey to medical school. Not only just using it as a repository for all of the information, all of the things they're doing, but because we have that information, we can then give specific personalized feedback to each student based on the information that they are putting into Mapped. We're building out those algorithms daily so that you can get the best information and knowledge possible on your journey to medical school. With a recent update, we allowed students to invite their advisors to have read-only access to your information as well. So you can easily add your advisor, and when you go and meet with them, you can very quickly jump into how to improve what you're doing instead of just talking about everything that you are doing, because they'll have access to everything. Again, mapped.com, MAPPD.com to sign up for a free 2-week trial. Our student today asks, I'm a college athlete with limited research experience. What should I do? Hi, everyone. I'm going to be a junior next year, and I am playing on my school's basketball team. I have a very good GPA, 3.93 cumulative, and although I have yet to take the MCAT, my two practice tests were both above a 507. As a basketball player, I don't have much time during the school year to participate in any of the research opportunities offered at my school. I have worked on one research project, but as I have learned more about what medical schools expect to see on their applications, I've noticed that a lot has to do with research experience. My question is, given my circumstances, do you think medical schools will look past my lack of research experience? And if not, does anyone know where I should be looking besides my school to find research opportunities? I love this question because in my mind, research is the most overrated part of the medical school application. Research is nothing more than how inquisitive are you? That's the goal of research. When we look at, can you publish an application or publish a paper? Can you present a poster? Can you submit to do these presentations at a conference? All of that has to do with luck. luck to be involved in the right research project at the right time with the right PIs to be able to submit those things. Now, doing the research to get to those points, that is key, right? If you do the research, period, then that is great. You don't need to publish. You don't need to present posters. You don't need to present, period, right? Did you do the research? Now, this student said they did do research. They've been involved in one project. In my mind, that is enough. You don't even need to do any research, and you will still get in to medical school. Now, the stats that I'm assuming this student is referring to is this one random stat that's out there that shows that like 93% of students have reported doing research in their application. And it's like 50% or 60% have said that they've done clinical experience. And to me, that just makes no sense. It doesn't track with what's actually happening out there. And I don't know where those numbers are coming from. So I question them highly. Getting clinical experience, and I question whether this college athlete is also getting clinical experience, has the time to get clinical experience. Getting clinical experience is the most important part of the application. Getting shadowing experience is the second most important part. And then research, in my mind, is the third, if not fourth, most important part behind whatever random stuff a student is doing. Research does nothing more than shows that you are inquisitive, that you are questioning, or that you're just checking a box, which is what most students are doing, because they see this random stat that shows 93% or whatever it is of students have said they have research. And to go out and check the box does nothing more than just check a box. If you are interested in research, then go explore and try some research. If you don't like it, don't do it anymore. That's as easy as that. I've had conversations with an admissions committee member at UCSF, as well as directors and deans of admissions at many other schools. Research is just not a priority for almost every school, including research-heavy schools like UCSF. They wanted me to tell the world, right? Even at UCSF, where they are a very research-heavy school, they are looking for students who not only have great stats and great stories and everything else, but they're not exclusively looking for students who have research experience. It's this myth that gets perpetuated in the pre-med world that if you want to go to a research-heavy school, you have to do research. I would say that the only time that you have to have research is if you are applying to MD or DO PhD programs. The dual degree PhD programs are where you need to have research, because you are saying, I want to be a physician scientist. I want to have a PhD. This is what I'm interested in studying. This is all the experience that I have already doing research. This is what I want to do with my life. Let me continue it. A lot of students apply to these dual degree PhD programs because they see that a lot of them are free and you get a stipend to go. And so they go, ooh, free medical school, sign me up. I'm going to apply to an MD PhD program. And what happens is they get rejected, not because of their stats, but because they have no research. Research is important for dual degree PhD programs. Research is not important for quote unquote just MD or DO programs. Can you show that you are inquisitive in other ways? And really, to come back to this student's question, yes, 1,000%, you are a collegiate athlete. There is a specific spot in the application, a specific category for an activity that shows you are an intercollegiate athlete. I was looking at an application recently, and the student marked they were an intercollegiate athlete for their like intramurals. And I'm like, no, that's not what that one's for. That one's for true like student athletes who really are athlete students, focused on being an athlete first and then being a student second. Obviously, this student crushing it with a 3.93 cumulative GPA, still doing well on the full-length practice exams, and now obviously needs to fit in all of these other extracurriculars, including, again, in order of my importance, clinical experience, and then shadowing, and then research. Research is not that important. You have one already. Be okay with that. Do not delay your application. Keep pushing forward, and you'll be okay. So hopefully that was helpful for you. Hope you have a great week. We'll see you next time here on the Old Pre-Meds Podcast.
This is MedEd Media.